Welcome back to the show. I am joined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, and also joined by Joe Rossi and Kevin Chambers from Xbility. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon. We appreciate you guys coming in and spending your weekend with us. So, So we were talking about the topic of connection.
Right.
How to connect with people. You guys have the course coming up. That's the Art and Science of Connection. It's going to be on February 6th and 7th. Definitely want to encourage anybody listening to sign up for the course. Best way to sign up is to go to you guys' website, right?
That's correct.
Find out more information on it. x-bility.com. So x-bility.com. And look for the Art and Science of Connection, February 6th and 7th. So, guys, let's jump back into this. We're talking about connection. Leading into the break, I asked a question, why don't people connect with others? And, Joe, I'll pose that question to you. Why do you think people don't connect with others more often?
I think it comes down to a lot of times fear, a fear of connection, of either kind of losing themselves or not being enough or getting hurt. Probably because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
It may just be not even aware of how to connect because it is so different for so many people. And or it's easy to just think, oh, there's not enough time, or I don't know how to do it. Or so it's a combination of there's something's missing. There's a lack of something, either willingness or time or effort or a fear.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes when we get too inwardly focused, It's hard to think about connecting with others because we're just thinking about how do we get through our day.
Right.
We're thinking about our to-do list or thinking about all of those things versus...
I'm definitely guilty.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend that'll call and I'll see the name and I'll be like, oh, that's an hour or two conversation. I don't have time for that. That's basically what I'm going through my brain.
Right.
Right.
So. Well, yeah, and I think we all do that sometimes. If you haven't connected with somebody in a while and you know it's going to be a long conversation...
Mm-hmm.
You'll only connect with them when you know you have that time.
Right, right.
And then the follow through to connect when I, you know, after seeing that person called and to follow back up.
Well, and a younger generation seems to think that social media is connection.
Exactly.
Is that connection?
It can be. You know, certainly it's nice to see pictures of people you haven't seen and reconnect with people that you went to school with or things like that. But it's easy. And so I think it's the intention behind it. The intention is, you know, if I'm on social media or I'm going to send this quick text message, just to kind of do it, to say I did it, check it off my to-do list.
Right.
Or do I really want to connect with somebody and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to put some thought or at least some energy behind this text message or this post.
Right. It was interesting, my high school reunion going to that this time because we're all connected on the Facebook. Mm. Have nothing to talk about.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like, I mean, we're all like, oh, yeah, I saw your post. I saw your picture of your daughter getting graduating.
Right, you already caught up before you even get together.
Right. It was interesting. It was just so different than the first time we had a high school reunion. So I found that to be different.
Right.
You know?
So we were talking about the keys to connection, too. And we've already talked about vulnerability, being present, state of non-judgment. What are some of the other keys to connection?
Some of the other ones would be trust, which I think is again, there could be a lack of that, trusting yourself, trusting the other person, not getting hurt, things like that, or trusting that I'm going to put this out there to connect and it's going to be reciprocated.
Right.
Willingness, I think, is another big one. And willingness is really just, again, it's very similar to intention. Like, I want to connect. I'm willing to put myself out there, or I'm willing to take the time. And a lot of times that we want to do something. Like, I want to be a better person or work out more, or spend less money. But we want to is a lot different than, first of all, wanting to actually do it or even actually doing it.
Right. That action step.
Absolutely. And being authentic and just, again, present and having an awareness in the moment of this is what I want to do. I want to I want to have connection maybe with myself or even with nature. I just want to take a walk, or I want to connect with anybody or anything. It all comes down to relationships.
Right.
Yeah, that authenticity I can definitely see is important, because if we're trying to connect with somebody, definitely think like in a sales situation, for instance, if somebody's trying to sell somebody something and they're trying to make a connection, are they truly being authentic? Are they trying to connect with them because they truly care, or are they trying to connect with them just because they want to sell something?
Right.
And it's a pretty important distinction, and I think that can carry over not just in sales, but to people's personal lives too, is do you truly care about that other person authentically?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, on your sales analogy, I guess the misconception a lot of people have is sales is built upon selling a product or a service, when the reality is people don't buy those things. People buy people.
Right.
And so the authenticity that someone brings to a relationship enhances their ability to have that connection with them, that increases their ability to have a sale.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When they truly can connect with them, it goes back to the trust that we talked about a minute ago. Mm-hmm. That's where trust gets created.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that they authentically care and want to connect.
Definitely.
I agree.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Joe Rossi and Kevin Chambers from Xbility about the topic of connection. Okay, the connection in all the different areas of our life. They have a course coming up called The Art and Science of Connection, February 6th and 7th. And where are you guys going to have the course?
It's at the Hampton Inn in Sunset Hills.
So Hampton Inn, Sunset Hills, and it's a weekend-long course. And if they want to sign up, they can do that on the website, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so x-bility, BILITY.com, to sign up for the course. So let's keep talking about the keys to connection, because I know there's another one that's left on here is awareness. What do we mean by awareness when we talk about that being a key to connection?
I think awareness is just stopping to realize what you're feeling disconnected from. And again, we get so busy in our doingness and our litany of things we have to do in a day.
Right.
We don't even realize that it's been a week or 2 weeks since we've talked to a friend or a family member, right, or that we've stopped to check in even with ourselves, with how we're
right
feeling about things.
Right.
So having the awareness is really about noticing like, wow, I don't feel connected, or I don't feel grounded,
right,
or
and what you did to create that disconnectedness.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and having an awareness that there's an opportunity or a possibility for you to enhance a relationship that you have.
Right.
That what you have presently isn't the end-all be-all, that it can be more, that you can expand that relationship, so to speak, through
right
deeper connection.
Now, Doug, you had something over the holidays that created more connectedness in your company.
Yeah, so it was something that was fairly simple, and you know, my intent, I don't tell, you know me, that I'm not a super emotional guy.
Right.
Right. So I'm pretty even keel.
Well, the words of affirmation are not natural, but you appreciate everybody.
Well, I do appreciate everybody, mm-hmm, but I don't always tell them often enough
right
how much they mean to me.
Sure.
Right.
So when I gave out our Christmas gifts, with just a bottle of wine for each person in my office, mm-hmm, I actually sat down and took the time. It took me a couple hours to do it, but when I gave them the Christmas cards, I actually took the time to write something very individual of how I felt about them, mm-hmm, as an individual and what they mean to me, and letting them know just, you know, how important they are in this world.
Right.
And the amount of connection that created was amazing. And I didn't do it purposely just to connect. I did it just really truly to let them know that I cared. Mm-hmm. The connection was the byproduct.
Right.
And
that little act of kindness.
Right. So it didn't have to be even a spoken word. It could be a written word.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be done through text message. But I'll say my text messages are rarely directed that way. But
right,
but sitting right down and take the time to handwrite a note to them,
right,
you know, to show them my heart before I ask for their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's the awareness that you have. That's what I love about you, is that you do have that awareness of how your actions affect other people. And that's what their course is going to help those that might be struggling in that. It doesn't have to be, like we've talked about, not crisis mode, but
sure,
something we want to enhance in our life. If people around you are not connecting, it's not always them. It might
right
be you.
Right.
So how you're affecting your life is part of the puzzle piece that this course will help you identify.
Yeah, and the writing of the cards that Doug did, it's an acknowledgement of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acknowledgement saying, you're important to me,
right,
which is, unfortunately, I'd say, rarity these days with the advent of technology
right
and text messaging
right
and social media and things of that nature.
Right. Exactly. When
it took, and it took some intentionality, which is one of the other keys to connection.
Absolutely, mm-hmm, yes.
Is being intentional mm-hmm about creating a connection, because it doesn't always just happen on its own.
Right.
Right.
One area when we think about the gaps in our life, like I have one that I can see a gap with connection is I have a relationship right now where when our kids are home, because I have them 50% of the time. So when they're with me, I'm very connected to them. But when they're not with me, I'm not always that connected to them. We don't, you know, some of them are younger where they don't have phones to be texting all the time and things like that. And what I can see from that I have to be very intentional in the future is that I'm going to have to learn to connect with them when I'm not with them.
Right.
Right.
Especially once they're grown and they move out, or they're off to college, being very intentional and being very aware of where I am in that connection and making sure to take the time out and don't get caught in the busyness trap. How often do you see people fall victim to that?
Often.
Epidemic.
I mean, yes.
Right.
Because it's so easy and it's so, you know, and we think there's this misconception, I think, that connection has to look like this big, grandiose, time-consuming or big gesture. And sometimes it's just the littlest thing,
right,
or it's the consistency. It's writing of a note, or it's or it can be a text message, or even if it's just you can connect with somebody. I'm sure we've all had the experience where, you know, where you're alone in a room or in a room full of people, but you feel very close to someone who's not even present.
Right.
So that's a connection. So maybe that person's thinking about you, but it's an energy that's moving there. Or you can be sitting next to somebody and not have anything there at all. It doesn't even feel like there's somebody there.
Right.
So that's a complete disconnection.
Right.
So it doesn't take a big gesture or a lot of effort to just stop and notice, like, I want to connect with this part of me or this person.
Right.
Or this topic.
Yes, similar to Doug's Christmas card story, I was on the receiving end of that just back in December as well. My birthday is in December, and everyone gets the litany of happy birthdays on Facebook, and by the end of the day, you've got 100 or 200 or whatever it is. But it was 2 or 3 days later when I'm going through my mail and realized that I had missed a birthday card that I received completely unexpectedly from a graduate and a close friend of ours, and I had forgotten how important those little gestures are, to really realize that she took a second to say, you know what, he means so much to me, I'm going to take 2 or 3 minutes out of my day to write him this card,
right,
and actually go through the effort of putting in the mail and all. It seems very menial, but at the end of the day, it means a whole lot.
They do still make stamps out there.
They do. Still called snail mail, I think,
right,
is what they call it.
It is the lost art. All right, so at the end of the day, everything comes down to relationships. So either deepening the ones we have or making new ones, knowing the art and the science of how to connect is a pathway to get everything that you want in your life. So, Kevin, what are your closing thoughts when it comes to the course you guys have coming up? It's the Art and Science of Connection, February 6th and 7th.
You know, Doug, I think it comes down to one simple idea. You know, if you believe your current relationships can offer a more fruitful experience, enhancing your connection skills may be the missing skill set that can improve upon that. And that's what ASC, the Art and Science of Connection, offers.
Very good. And Joe, do you have any closing thoughts?
I think that you don't have to be in a crisis to want to work on this. And it's a great opportunity. Again, it's a Friday night and a Saturday where you can just take some time and just have a whole new experience with what connection means to you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So more information on the Art and Science of Connection is by visit x-bility.com. So x-bility.com, and you get to meet Joe Rosti and Kevin Chambers in person. Guys, really appreciate you taking the time coming in and visiting with us today.
Thanks again.
Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Doug. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate it.
So coming up, do you know the number one real estate search app in the country? We're going to be talking about home scouting when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.